Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Football season kicks off tomorrow night, the same night President Obama is scheduled to make a major speech about jobs.
And it's not the first time Mr. Obama has grabbed the limelight from the NFL. Back in 2006, then-Senator Obama was expected to announce his candidacy for the presidency, but instead, he had this to say on Monday Night Football.
So tonight, I'd like to put all the doubts to rest. I would like to announce to my hometown of Chicago and all of America that I am ready for the Bears to go all the way, baby. Dun, 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 dun.
I think he was even wearing a Bears hat by the end of it. I wonder if he feels the same way about his team. Well, joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So, big week for football, of course. Even bigger week for the Patriots.
Well, there are only big weeks for football. That is the nature of football. It comes only in large packages. People who weigh 350
Players,
pounds
egos,
or more.
Exactly.
Exactly. Money. But it is a big week for the Patriots. They open against Miami. They open on Monday night, so they will be the stars of the show on weekend number one.
Now, Bill, two players in this year's rotations, two new players for the Patriots, Chad Ochocinco and Albert Haynesworth. What do they add?
You know, this is why we get interested in beginnings of seasons and, and watch them as they go on. Very strange move in some ways. The Patriots, of course, known for some years as a team in which everybody submerges his ego to the greater whole of the team. And if there's one player who has been known for failing to do that week after week, it is Chad Ochocinco. Who is up front with his Sharpie pulling it out of his pants so people can, you know, get his autograph in the end zone after he scores a touchdown. Albert Haynesworth, of course, is another case altogether. Most of the notorious things that he has done off the field. And we'd have to see whether he manages to behave himself.
Let's hope.
Well, it seems like there's news today also, Bill, about the Patriots. They made somewhat a surprising move, releasing veteran defensive lineman Gerard Warren. I love how the script makes me actually look like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, come on, Michael, how they can do that.
You're an expert.
An experience that I have on only a game every week, and it's quite exciting. You know, without it, I'd be nothing. The more surprising move to some fans of the Patriots may have been the release a while back of Brandon Merriweather, who not so long ago was a first-round draft choice, and you don't see those guys getting released too often. But this is standard for what football teams do when it comes time to cut the roster down to the required size as opening day approaches, and there are always a few surprises, and I'm sure that some of the players are surprised as well when, as they say in the business, the Turk comes knocking at the door. Mm-hmm. Most of them at this stage, or many of them anyway, managed to catch on somewhere else and play on. But we'll see as the season goes on whether the Patriots come to regret any of the releasing that they've done.
Well, before we leave football entirely, one last little note about college football, because apparently there's a lot of conversation, not about recruitment or shady coaching, but uniforms?
Yeah, the uniforms for the University of Maryland football team look like they were drawn up by a cartoonist on acid. they're just ridiculous. And people who pay no attention to football at all have been tweeting at a great rate. Apparently, there have been more tweets about this particular subject than about any sports-related subject since LeBron James' late lamented decision.
Here's some tweets, Bill. Journalist Clay Travis tweeted, "The two worst things to ever come out of Maryland, one, John Wilkes Booth, two, those uniforms."
Yeah. For those of you who are not watching this on television, the uniform features the Maryland flag design with the checkerboard, and it also features all manner of, I don't know, stripes and streaks and strange color combinations. They look like X-Men is what they look like.
We should move on really fast to the Red Sox. Bill, some people are worried that the Red Sox are in a bit of a rut. Now, they won last night 14-0.
Yes, the Blue Jays held them to 14 runs. Yeah. I think there's every reason to worry.
On the other hand, Buchholz still out, Beckett injured. The Yankees are up 2.5 games. They're not looking as indomitable as they were.
Well, the Beckett injury was spooky at the start because he said, nothing like this has happened to me before. I've never felt anything quite like this. But apparently that's not likely to be as serious as they had initially feared. I think it's time for Red Sox fans to take a deep breath. They've played well enough to make the playoffs. They will make the playoffs either as the winner of the division or as the wild card. And in a couple of weeks, you can start worrying about whether they can beat anybody in the playoffs.
Okay, I'm breathing deeply, Bill.
Let's hope you can, Anthony
it's
gets
very
a sigh
scary
of relief.
When somebody takes my advice. Huh?
Well, be sure not to make that mistake twice.
Yeah,
but
don't.
Anyway, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Thank you so much, as always, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.